opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Hump Day, Wednesday, the 18th of February, 7:05 in the morning. The news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Ben the Magnificent.
Good morning.
You like that?
Yeah.
Bimmy and the Jets. So, how you doing, Ben?
I'm doing good.
Was it snow or not this morning coming in?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. So.
But, you know, on my windshield wipers, you know, it would push over to the side, and it was kind of like slush. So, it must have been kind of...
Yeah, and it wasn't a lot, though.
But it wasn't like... It was kind of like a very, very wet snow, if it was snow at all.
Yeah.
And it was... So, windshield wipers push it over, it was slush. But it could make some of the roads icy out there, or slippery, so be careful out there, my friends. But National Day, birthdays, and all that kind of neat stuff that we had today.
It is Ash Wednesday.
Oh, yes it is.
46 days before Easter.
Okay.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
I don't even really know what to say about that, okay?
Mark Twain publishes The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, okay. Oh, one of the American classics, and yet is, you know, during our woke period in the United States several years ago, they wanted to take it off the shelves because of when he wrote, there were, he used descriptive words for blacks and others. And they wanted to take it off the shelves, even though for decades, if not a century, people have said it was probably one of the best, one of the greatest American novels. Okay.
Pluto was discovered in 1930. It's Pluto Day also today. Planet.
Pluto the planet as opposed to Pluto the Disney character.
Yes.
Okay. Other things. Michelangelo died today in 1564. Auto racing legend Dale Earnhardt was killed in a crash at Daytona 25 years ago today. The weather, wind advisories and winter storm warnings, a chance of snow before 10 a.m. I don't know if that was the snow we were getting, but it was pretty weak, if it was. Then a chance of rain afternoon, a wind gust as high as 23 miles per hour, a high near 45, and a chance of precipitation here is 50% total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And then rain again tonight, a low around 33. Thursday, rain and snow becoming all rain after 10 a.m., a high near 49, and a low of 24 tomorrow night. I may have to go out and get a, I may have to go out tomorrow evening and throw more hay in. Horses generate heat if they're, you know, they're eating. But Casey does a good job of that. He feeds them a little bit later and just puts a whole bunch in there. So, and they're out of the wind and rain, so that's cool. Thursday with a low around 24. Friday, slight chance of rain, but partly sunny with a high near 46. And mainly after 10 p.m., another chance of rain and a low around 34 on Friday. Saturday, and more rain. And Sunday, rain and cloudy, and Monday, rain and cloudy. Tuesday, rain and cloudy, with a high of 57 on Tuesday and low in the low 40s. It's not going away. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson that answers all of your propane needs. They have been in the business close to 30 years. They're into the third generation of the Kenny family that run that business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They provide outstanding service, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm confused on this these headlines that I'm seeing. The one is Nevada County Sheriff's Office reported a group of 16 backcountry skiers were caught in an avalanche. And the group included, you know, 4 ski guides, 12 clients. At least 6 of the skiers were located and sheltered at the avalanche site while waiting rescue, but the other 10 remain unaccounted for. Now, the headlines I'm seeing, other headlines I'm seeing, is that they've reached 6, like this says, and they're missing another 9 people. But I think that, you know, and I've seen another headline on another news agencies too, but they say that there is only 9, this thing, the way this thing reads. And they're missing, the number of missing skiers was initially thought to be 10, but has been updated to 9. So maybe the whole thing, the whole article, what didn't make it into the record searchlight. So there's still people out there. Have you seen avalanches before? You ever seen an avalanche?
I've never seen one in person, you know, but I've seen like videos and
yeah,
and they're pretty bad.
You know, they'll fire like a 105 or a
Fire the shells.
A recoilless rifle into areas to cause the avalanches.
Yeah, so this doesn't happen
to try and preclude them coming down when there's a lot of people there. And the they've actually got dogs that can go out and sniff and can find them even if they're buried in the snow. Like this. If you do get caught in an avalanche, what you try to do is you're tumbling around there and is clear as much area around your head. But, you know, so you have more air. The other thing, too, is I'm not sure if you know if you're upside down or, you know, if you're facing up toward the sky or down toward the ground. I would imagine if you get tumbled around like that. Yeah. You know, when you're diving and you, if you say you lose your equilibrium, you blow an eardrum or something like that. And you literally can't tell up from down because of your equilibrium. But at least there, if you just kind of blow out and look at your bubbles, you'll see which way to the surface. So it's terrible. Hope they find them. And but again, the reporting on this is such bad. So I think there's 9 still missing, but you couldn't tell that from the article in Record Searchlight.
The article I'm looking at right now, you talking about the one in Turkey, the Chucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says in the article, and this was updated at this morning at 6:54 a.m., and it said the search remaining for 9 skiers is ongoing.
Okay, so it is, there's still 9. Okay. All right. Hey, on a happier note, the Asphalt Cowboys have unveiled the official theme for the 2026 Reading Rodeo Parade, From Revolution to Rodeo. That's kind of cool. 250th year. And honoring America's 250th anniversary. And who was that wrote that? It was submitted by Carol Harder. So you win, Carol. All right, let's take a quick break. There's several things going on. We have today the sheriff's office will be with us. The Scarlet Rose will be here talking about Merchant Marines. And I don't know, did you see the shooting at that skating rink?
Yes, the transgender father.
Yeah,
the one that.
Did you see a photo of this guy?
Yeah, he looks huge. Like, I mean, he looks like he was a bodybuilder.
And he's got the tattoos.
Yeah,
and he's wearing, like, wearing a dress.
Dress, and he's got like purple or blue hair or something.
Yeah, but this is the, and people go, oh, transphobic. No, but this is the second transgender shooting we've had in like a week. The one at the school, remember?
Yeah.
Woman. Anyway, we'll talk about that. And there was a hero involved in this terrible incident. And let me see what else. What happens if you accuse somebody of bullying? What are the ramifications of that if it's not true? We'll see all that when we get back. And I want to talk about Michaela Schifrin, too, from on the Olympic team. So we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Country fans, are you ready? Take off those boots and slate the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature low-sung twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Baby, don't hurt me no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Wednesday, the 18th of February, 7:20 in the morning. About, now this is saying 36 degrees out there, and I think it's a little bit warmer than that. But we're starting, it's kind of, you can see it coming down as kind of a, like a heavier, not the rain, but the kind of the mushy flakes.
Almost like sleet.
Yeah, there you go. Michaela Schifrin, in case you don't know that name, is on our Olympic team, and she won gold in the slalom Wednesday. Her first medal since winning a silver in the combined at the 2018 Olympics in Pyongyang. Now, she had been 0-for-8 at the Winter Games 4 years, and then 4 years ago, she had did not finish in three events 4 years ago. So why is this important? Well, the thing is that she is now tied for the second most golds of a U.S. winter Olympian. And I don't know if you remember this, but speed skaters Bonnie Blair and Eric Heiden each won 5 golds for speed skating. But that was a long time ago. So congratulations to her for that. I got the end of this story, and with yesterday, and so I kind of started researching it. But this guy, let me put it this way: this father opened fire on his family at a hockey rink on Monday, killed his ex-wife, killed his adult son, and his daughter said that he had a vendetta against the family. And Robert, they're calling him Robert Dorgan, 56. And he was a transgender, and he had had, it looked like, it, from things I've been reading, that he had had the surgery, and he went to the hockey rink, killed his ex-wife, killed his son, wounded a couple other members of his family, and then died of suicide, killed himself after that. She was one woman, she's a daughter from another relationship. She was and her two sons and the rest of the family in the stands when the shooting started. And she described the woman that was killed as a stepmother. And she had credited an unidentified Good Samaritan with saving her life of their sons. And he came running out and he tackled Dorgan, knocking him down. Otherwise, he would have killed two more people, or her and maybe her sons also. And she said, "I really feared my sons were next." And they have a photo of this guy, and like you said, he's a big guy. But I guess he had the surgery and everything, and it caused a great deal of angst in the family. So he went on a shooting spree. But then we had one just earlier last week where the trans woman went into a school after shooting her mother and brother, and then went into the school and started shooting people. I believe that was it. And so so of course the news saying, whoa, transgenders. If you look at the and then they start pulling out the percentages and how many transgenders have done this, and it's, the number's low. But it's kind of strange that you start, if you see two of them this close together. Or I guess we could say, well, you don't say anything about white guys shooting people or black guys shooting people, now it's transgender. But it just seems kind of strange to me, and I'm just kind of the everyman out here. I kind of think I'm the common man, you and me, and I don't mean that in a bad. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. We're just kind of like we're just the average guys. It just seems like that. That's a have two of them like that. be like having two kids, 15-year-olds, do something like this. That's strange. Why, you know, what's going on? No comment?
It goes back to mental health.
Well, the whole thing is, well, yeah, the whole thing goes back to mental health. You can blame the guns, you can do all that kind of stuff, but we've obviously got a mental health problem here in the United States when you have, you have like Miss Florida in the Miss America competition was told she can't go forward anymore because she had signed a contract after she was crowned, and it said in there that that she accepted the fact that that it's all females including transgenders, and she says no, I don't believe that, so that's it for her in the competition. Even though she's won, she's not moving forward in anything. There was a incident. I don't know if I can get the whole thing in. This teen, a teenager in Texas, just won $3.2 million accused of race-based bullying, and it wasn't true. A Texas jury awarded Asher Vann of racially motivated bullying at a sleepover. A classmate accused Asher Vann of racially motivated bullying. And the jurors awarded Vann $3.2 million in damages, finding the false claims and viral narrative caused severe emotional distress and invaded his privacy. It was done, somebody accused him of it, and it went viral on the internet. And it ruined the young man's life for that point, if you think about it. This 13-year-old alleged that Vann and several other boys shot him with a BB gun and forced him to drink urine during a sleepover. Accusations that were quickly framed as race-based bullying and drew national media attention, blah, blah, blah. We were hunting for frogs. We had big jackets on, so dumb kids, we each took shots at each other like a Nerf war, except with airsoft guns. And but it was the whole thing is what happens on social media if somebody posts something. It doesn't have to be true. And all of a sudden you've got a million hits on it, and your life changes. I guess that could be good or bad. So, what else do we have here before? The avalanche, the bully, the chevron. Or last night, of course, Robert Duvall died. And I really admired this man as an actor. I don't remember him ever coming out and saying things, in the press or anything like that.
Yeah, I always liked him as an actor, too.
Yeah, what a great actor he was. So last night I paid homage to Robert Duvall and watched 6 hours of Lonesome Dove. I've still got one more to go. But you watch that, and he so captured it, and the lines, the way he delivered them, were so perfect. You don't care about money. He's talking to Woodward, Tommy Lee Jones. You don't care about money. And the thing you care less about than money is having fun. So, then it leads to, of course I'm having fun. I've got to try extra hard to have fun because you don't try at all. And, it's not the way you die, it's the way you live. Those kind of things. Great lines delivered by a great actor. So, all right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, only full-service jewelry store in town. Watch repair, jewelry design, help you design jewelry, and step back. I see you. Step back. You okay? They've got a great selection of jewelry and at very fair prices. Get your batteries changed on your watch. They can fix your jewelry if you got, you know, as Linda says, loose prongs on your rings. But they're just really a great group of people in there. Been doing business for over 30 years and been awarded the best in the North State for 4 years in a row now, which tells you the kind of service you get and the kind of people that are there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio on KCNR. radio.com, kcnrradio.com. You can now find our website and everything on there. You can still go to kcnr1460.com, but kcnrradio.com is a little bit easier. Hey, I've got two tickets I want to give away to the Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. That's going to be February 27th through March 1st, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And these two tickets are good for any of those days. So give me a call, 530-605-4567, and claim your tickets. And you gave away your first set yesterday and met one of our listeners. So, for the NorCal Boat, Sport, and RV Show, it's going to be, again, on February 27th through March 1st, and I think we got a winner here. Okay, I'm here with Scarlett Rose from the American Merchant Marine Veterans Society. Is that right?
Association.
Association,
yeah.
Okay. And you gave me a card that now I can't find. It's here someplace.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is.
For the quilt show.
The quilt show. What a beautiful. Is this what they're quilting?
The 250th anniversary. That is an actual quilt pictured on that postcard.
Wow. It's the American flag.
Yeah. The challenge this year for the show for our members is Stars and Stripes. I'm doing a challenge quilt. And then I have three separate quilts that I've already entered in the show. We usually run about 300 quilts all together at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Wow.
And one of my quilts I entered is the one that was up in the Boomtown Museum where I collected signatures. I have 11 World War II Merchant Mariner signatures, some from Korea, some from Vietnam. I'm going to the National Convention in Baltimore, Maryland, at the end of March, and I'm taking that quilt
with
me.
A lot of people come to that?
We're in the hundreds. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's not a massive, massive
wouldn't
convention.
Wouldn't be thousands, no. But,
no.
Because this is kind of a smaller veterans group. And I call merchant mariners, or marine. What do they prefer?
Well, merchant marine.
Would you call them merchant mariners or merchant mariners?
Some of them, I don't correct people on that. I'm not one of those
anyway,
that has to be, you know, on the line.
They have served our country during World War II,
Korea,
Vietnam, the Gulf War. And what they are is the ones that make sure all of the supplies get across the ocean.
Supply lines are very important. Yep. You can't fight a war without your supplies.
And more, I think there was the percentage of merchant mariners killed during World War II was one of the, if
it
not
was
the highest, you know, the highest number for their size.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you do quilts if somebody says, I'd like you to do a quilt?
No, I don't do custom work.
Okay.
There are people in the area. If you go to any of the local quilt shops, you could find someone who can make a quilt for you. But I do my own designs, and I do a totally original work.
About 15 years ago, I'll say 15 around that, I had a quilt made.
Oh,
and
cool.
What I did was, you know, I used to ride my Harley everywhere, and I was, and I had shirts from all over the world, Harley-Davidson shirts. And so I had a quilter make me a quilt using these shirts.
T-shirt quilts are a great way to use up those stockpiles of shirts.
Yeah, you get all of these, and it all has to do with Harley-Davidson, different countries, and all this. And it's sitting in a cedar chest now. But I was thinking about, I need to give that to my kids or my grandkids. Because it's a one of a kind, and it kind of shows where.
And you know what?
Grandpa,
I'm going to stick my neck out here and say you should enter it in this quilt show. We don't restrict people to the Quilter Society of Reading Guild members. Other people can enter quilts, and if it's never been in one of our quilt shows, it doesn't matter how old it is. You can enter it in this show because people would love to see a T-shirt quilt, and it would appeal to people who ride Harleys. I mean, that's why you did it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I had all these shirts, and I still have some, but, I did use most of them in this quilt, or a lot of them in this quilt.
Well, they pick and choose and balance them out for color.
But that goes for anybody. If you've got a collection of T-shirts, like, you know, I've got 30 T-shirts from the Grateful Dead.
Well, maybe you want to make
some of those are probably collectible.
From
I'm just
concerts.
Saying if somebody did, or they go to a lot of concerts, they may want to, you know, use those t-shirts in a quilt. Now, are there people that will build those for you?
In the local area, I can't give you an exact name or anything, but there might be people. There are a couple bigger businesses that I know of. There's one group that I see them posting on Facebook all the time. They actually do abstract style t-shirt quilts because, you know, the emblems and logos aren't always perfectly square. Some of them are smaller designs or odd shapes. And they create these really random looking kind of swirly designs all based on the stack of t-shirts they get. They promote themselves a lot, and I usually enter their monthly drawing because they give away a free t-shirt quilt. As a way to encourage people.
Who does this?
It's a some t-shirt group. Quilt group. Okay. You know,
you're around here?
No.
Oh, no.
This is somewhere back in the Midwest.
Got
but they advertise a lot on
Facebook. The Midwest in quilting.
Yeah. But for some reason, are very popular.
It kind of goes together. Or right. The Southeast.
Well, it's okay. Upcycling and recycling.
Now, this is Quote America, 250 years of creativity, and it's going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. On Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd.
Correct.
And you can go down and see all these quilts.
Yes, and I'll be there both days. I'll have a California Heritage Quilt Project booth in the vendors hall. Tons of vendors, lots of shopping you can do. We'll have raffle baskets, opportunity quilts, that type of thing. I'll be there because I'm promoting the project documenting your quilts on the Quilt Index. And, you know, that I'm a board member as well as doing this Merch Marine stuff. You know me. I'm jack of all trades here.
And a master of all.
Yes. And I'll be doing bed turnings. That's Friday and Saturday.
What's a bed turning?
A bed turning. We have this wonderful metal bed that we're borrowing from the Red Bluff Quilt Group.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it set up in the main hall with the quilts. I'm collecting about 12 to 14 quilts from people throughout the guild. And they're to represent, probably from about the Civil War forward, a quilt from each decade, a style that's recognizably, because quilts do change. What's popular now won't be popular in 10 years. And that'll show you the styles of quilts as they've evolved. The quilt I have, like, from the 70s, oh, my gosh, some of the wild fabric from that era in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in a very traditional pattern.
My grandmother made quilts. Mm-hmm. Or made a quilt, and it was thick and had, like, feathers in it or something. Maybe not. It's just from what I remember. But they had, like, the little strings.
They tied it, yeah.
It was like...
those are quilts.
Each one of these was... Mm-hmm. But it seemed like it was a smaller section, which had the string in it.
Yes.
So where'd the string go to?
Well, you make a stitch through there, and usually it's tied in a square knot.
Yeah.
Sometimes they tie other strings there, so it's more like a pom-pom.
No, it was just...
Just the two strings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those can be yarn, they can be embroidery floss, pearl cotton thread, but those quilts that have the extra poofy batting in them, sometimes it's just loose cotton filling.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's wool, sometimes it's pieces of old blankets, sometimes it's an older quilt that's so ragged you can't do anything but recover it.
Okay.
So they tie it, and then it's still useful because it does keep you warm.
Oh, yeah. My sister and I, which is how young we were, I guess we were like 6 and 4, and they put us back in the old fold-out bed, and we get that quilt over us.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's comfy, and the fabric can be left over from shirts, clothing, again, recycled, upcycled materials. The tradition for that goes back as long as we've made fabric. Fabric was very precious because you had to hand spin the thread after you grew the flax or the linen. Then you had to weave it. Then you could actually make something out of it. So you didn't waste any little piece of fabric.
It wasn't like it was done with a machine that can make 8,000 shirts in a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm here with Scarlett Rose. We're talking to Big Quilting America. That's not what she came by for, but I find that interesting.
Well, I encourage people to go down and see the variety of quilts there. It'll show you what they're doing now as well as what they've kind of done in the past. That's like I said, with my bed turning event, I'm on at 1 o'clock each day.
What's the bed turning again?
Where I've got these quilts laid face down on this metal bed. I've got some volunteers that will hold them up so you can see the front of them, and I'll talk about them. What's the pattern? What era are they from? What fabric that represents?
Okay.
give you the history of the quilt if I can, what's known about it. Some of them people know their grandmother made it or whoever in the family. And it's a way to see the progression of the different types because people sometimes have a really focused idea of what a quilt is.
Why is it called a bed turner?
Because they're laid on a bed and you're flipping them over to show people the correct sides. Yeah, you get to see both sides.
That's what it is.
Got it. It's a bed turning.
We need to have a break here. I'm getting quilted out here. Except it's going to be, the big quilting thing, this happens every year, and it's big enough, it's down to Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Every two years.
Friday, May 1st, and Saturday, May 2nd, down there. Tickets are like $10. Okay, we come back, we're going to talk Merchant Marines and the new things that have been going on with that.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This February,
share the love and win big
at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our $35,000 Share the Love Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play or cash. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Final drawing February 26th, where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500. Fall in love with winning. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Wednesday. I just saw a car go by with snow all over it, so they must be coming in from Shingletown or someplace. You do such great work on music, Ben. You've got it. Hey, Friday, Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser. It's going to be this Friday out at Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Veterans Flags and Flowers, honoring our veterans every day across the USA. You know, started by Preston Sharp and his mom, April. It spread to all 50 states, internationally, over to Normandy and the such. Started because a young kid couldn't understand why veterans' grave sites were not being honored in, or being remembered. So, it's going to be at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's going to be this Friday. Dinner's at 6 p.m. Doors open at 4. Raffle prizes, live auction, and for more information and purchasing tickets, visit PrestonSharp.net or give April a call at 530-515-3825. I'm here with Scarlett Rose, who is in big into the Merchant Marines Veterans Association.
Yes, I'm the Region 8 Vice President, which is California.
Now, you just had a meeting. Is that right? I mean, the big meeting, or is that coming up?
The National Convention is coming up at the end of March.
Oh, okay. End of March.
In Baltimore, yeah.
Okay. And you have hundreds of people show up there.
Yeah.
And, okay. Now, let's talk about the United Nations Peace Memorial. We talked about it somewhat. Since 2023, 28,000 items have been donated. It's in South Korea.
Yes.
And because they want to honor the veterans and all that.
Right, that fought during the Korean War.
And are you gathering stuff for the Merchant Marine, or is
we're spreading the word because they will accept that. I mean, I've seen posts about this, and until I became the Region 8 Vice President, I didn't want to stick my nose in. But now it was like, I'm going to email them just to confirm that they'll accept Merchant Marine involved in the Korean War, because there's that whole issue of we don't have official veteran status.
Yeah.
Merchant Marine veterans of the Korean War can get a service medal, and the South Koreans have been allowing the Ambassador's Peace Medal to be awarded to Merchant Marines. And they did confirm they will accept Merchant Marine things. But I still want to leave that open. It's for anybody of any military service involved in the Korean War.
You
if
know,
you have
stuff. Well, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Frank knows it.
They're the Korean veterans now.
Yes.
It's not Korean War veterans, but Korean Veterans Association that they do. Okay.
I emailed them all of this stuff as soon as I got it, and their meeting is this Saturday at Country Waffles.
What time?
Noon.
That's right. You can go down and get there early and get your breakfast or lunch, and then be there for the meeting. Now, what else you have here?
So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that this Peace Memorial was collecting these items. So many veterans do save all of their things, their medals, their uniforms, any memorabilia they might have picked up. And, you know, you do want to have it contributed to a museum or something, something locally possible, or even on our national level. But there were a lot of veterans, and this way we do spread them out throughout the world. And I think this would be a good opportunity. The neat thing about this one is when you send them the list of what you have, if they take your stuff or they tell you what they want, they'll arrange for it to be shipped there. It doesn't cost you. I've dealt with museums where, oh, yeah, we'd love to have your stuff, trying to give away some things from my grandmother and whoever. But then I had to pay to ship it somewhere. So on this case, just to emphasize, if you're going to donate and they want your stuff, they will take care of that.
Yeah, a lot of times they want it to be on your dollar. You know, the South Koreans take this pretty seriously. I mean,
they
every
do.
Year,
They've even
every
had,
year they come back and they recognize Korean War veterans.
Yeah. And they have had Merchant Marines go over for some of their bigger celebrations. So that's, again, why I figured they would be positive about it. But I wanted email proof, yes, we will take Merchant Marine things.
Okay.
And
so, yeah, and they will send you all the shipping instructions and boxing and all that stuff, and they pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a...
I discovered the Sea Scouts.
Yeah, you were really,
in the area.
You were really pumped up about the Sea Scouts.
Well, that was exciting. Jessica Long, she was a Kings Point graduate. Her husband, Eric, is still, he's a captain of a roll-on, roll-off ship. So he's still currently serving in the Merchant Marine. She texted me a couple Saturdays ago and said, you know, there's a Sea Scout group. They call them ships. You know, like Cub Scouts are in packs, while Sea Scouts are in ships. And they're called the Shasta Kraken. And they had a fundraising dinner, you know, release the Kraken. And so we went. She was able to grab the last two tickets to go to this event out in Palisadro at the Grange. And I was thrilled to see that there were high school age kids learning Seacraft, because if they're that interested in it and they enjoy it, that's the type of people who would go into the maritime industry. And they are looking for people who want to go into the maritime industry or become merchant marine. You know, you might wind up supporting the Navy. You know, that's their civilian mariners that do all the supply ships for those huge aircraft carriers and the destroyers and stuff. They can't even pull into common ports now, and they don't want to stop somewhere for days to be reloaded. They do it on the fly. It's amazing. I've seen some video of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sea Scout thing was, it's neat to find that in the area. And I'll admit, I'd never heard of Sea Scouts before this. So
well,
it's a new thing to me.
They've been involved with the military events for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they come and present the colors. Mm-hmm. They were almost went out of business. And then was the woman in charge of it, was her name Heather? Do you remember?
Possible. I'm not good at remembering names.
Blonde lady.
Yeah.
Okay. And if we're talking, yeah. And she and her team have rebuilt it. So, I mean, there's like 20 or 30.
Is that
what you saw?
There. It was a good
crowd.
Quite a
few of the Sea Scouts were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been, they're associated with a lot of different events where they present the colors. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job.
Yeah. And they sail on Shasta Lake and Whiskey Town.
Now, you know what? I should have, you know, I didn't even think about that, but that just makes sense that they're out there on their Sea Scout boat.
Yeah.
The Shasta Kraken ship.
Mm-hmm. Catchy name. I love it.
Uh-huh. Okay. You've got one other thing here.
I just wanted the details about the convention. People ask me, okay, what do you do at Merch Marine conventions? Well, we're going to have two presentations, three centuries of maritime education in the U.S. They're going to talk about the Project Aquarius, shipping story of the 1973 LNG project. And I've never heard of that, so that'll be all new to me. They're going to give two panels. There's
LNG, is that like the liquid gas?
I would imagine.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, two panels on deep sea captains and intergenerational women in the maritime. There have been women serving on merchant marine ships, passenger ships. There's usually, you know, they're hostesses, they're the stewardesses. A lot of times they were radiators. So it's going to be neat to listen to those panels. And then, you know, being in Baltimore, the John W. Brown is there. And I want to go on the U.S. Constellation because I've never been on a masted sailing ship before.
The U.S., or the SS John Brown was a Liberty ship.
Correct.
Tell people what a Liberty ship is.
That was one of the ships built during World War II. They were mass produced. They really cranked those puppies out.
One a week.
Yeah. And the Jeremiah O'Brien is also a Liberty ship. That's the one in San Francisco, and I've toured that one.
These are pretty basic ships. They used them to transport supplies, you know, for the armies over in Europe.
Yes.
And well, in the Pacific too. Mm-hmm. And they turned them out one a week at the, I mean, imagine this. This is not a small boat.
No.
And
a lot of them survived through the Korean War and the Vietnam War. I mean, Dad's ship during the Korean War, the Cardinal O'Connell, USNS Cardinal O'Connell, was basically a Liberty ship that had been refitted.
Yeah. And like I said, they're basic ships. They were, you know, sectioned so they could carry all the equipment and tanks and ammo and you name it. Mm-hmm. It went over in these ships, and they were a pretty basic ship, you know, that it wasn't like you had staterooms and all this.
And they were, you know, they did a lot of, besides the supplies, as I know it's hard to mention, but even at the end of World War II and in particularly during Korea, a lot of them were bringing home war dead.
Yeah, bringing the remains home.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Scarlet Rose, if somebody wants to join your society or your association, what do they do?
They can go to ammv.us. That's our main website. And if they have any questions, there's a question part there that you can type in. That's the easiest place to find, to get questions answered. We're active on Facebook. We're active on LinkedIn. And if you're interested in the history of the Merge Marine, usmm.org. It's an older site, but it's got huge amounts of data, crew lists, mm-hmm. lists of ships.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. You can really go down the rabbit hole on this website.
Well, we got to run. Scarlett Rose, thanks a lot for coming in today. And
thank you very much for having
illuminating
me.
What's happening around here. Hey, we're breaking for the news, and when we come back, we have the sheriff's office join us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Braving the worst of winter weather, rescue crews are searching for 9 backcountry skiers missing near Lake Tahoe, California. The skiers were caught in an avalanche. 6 others were rescued. Police in the Nancy Guthrie investigation say that DNA from a glove that was found 2 miles from the Guthrie home did not match anything in a national criminal DNA database. Political unrest turns deadly in France, where a young man has been beaten to death. 11 people are under arrest.
Quentin Duranga, who is 23, died in hospital on Saturday. He was attacked on Thursday during clashes between far-left and far-right supporters. The fighting broke out on the margins of a student meeting where a far-left lawmaker was a keynote speaker. The death has sparked a storm of recriminations, mostly targeting the hard-left France Unbound party. Its leader, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, says the party bears no blame for the tragedy. I'm Charles Villadez.
There is no word on what his plan was, or even if he had a plan. An 18-year-old Georgia man's under arrest after allegedly approaching the U.S. Capitol with a loaded shotgun. Capitol Police say he was wearing a tactical vest and had a Kevlar helmet and a gas mask in his car. President Trump says the feds, ready, willing, and able to help fix a massive spill of raw sewage into the Potomac River near D.C. The president says that all state and local officials have to do is to ask for federal assistance. Mr. Trump adds that if they're going to ask, they should do so politely. It's a rally underway this morning on Wall Street. It continues this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 322 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead close to 300 points. It's up more than 1%. And the S&P better by 61 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Have you noticed losing weight is harder than it used to be? You're eating better and exercising, but the scale barely moves? The real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting just makes it worse. PhD Weight Loss has helped thousands fix the root cause of stubborn weight. Take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and shows why your body is resisting weight loss so you know exactly what to fix. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. That's fixmyweightloss.com.
From Lionsgate and Kingdom Story Company comes the highly anticipated I Can Only Imagine 2.
Hey, it's Bart Millard from Mercy Me. And almost 10 years ago, we made a movie called I Can Only Imagine. And it did okay. But while everything was supposed to be perfect on the outside, real life hit on the inside. This is that true story.
Imagine what God can do again. I Can Only Imagine 2. In theaters this Friday. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
It's legal action that was expected, and it came with lightning speed.
A coalition of health and environmental groups is suing the EPA after it last week rescinded an Obama-era finding that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare. That finding is the legal underpinning of nearly all climate regulations under the Clean Air Act. The Environmental Protection Agency's repeal gets rid of all greenhouse gas emissions standards for vehicles, and experts say it could undo regulations for power plants and oil and gas facilities. Donna Water, Washington.
As the war rages on and people continue to die, Ukrainian and Russian envoys have held the second day of U.S. brokered talks in Geneva. No word of any breakthroughs yet. The control of territory captured by one side or the other is a major issue in the ongoing talks. News and analysis, townhall.com. Investigators are working to confirm the suspected cause of a central New York church explosion. Five people hospitalized, two critical.
An explosion, possibly from gas, ripped through a church in upstate New York Tuesday morning, injuring five people, including the pastor and four firefighters who were responding to a report of a gas odor at the Abundant Life Church in rural Boonville, about 50 miles northeast of Syracuse. State troopers say the building was reportedly heated by propane cylinders. Police say four people were in the church's basement when the furnace turned on, triggering an explosion. A firefighter on the first floor trying to ventilate the building was thrown against a wall by the blast. I'm Julie Walker.
A dust storm producing brownout conditions is blamed for a 30-plus vehicle pileup along a Colorado interstate. Four people killed in yesterday's crash along I-25 south of Pueblo. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Wednesday, the 18th of February, 8:05 in the morning. Thanks for joining us this morning in our show, Free Fire Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release today. She'll be back either tomorrow or Friday. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Other Ben. I'm sorry. My guest name is Ben.
There are two of us.
Yes, right. Hang tight here and you're armed, so I'm really nice about it. Ben, the producer.
Good morning.
Good morning. What national days was it?
It was, it's Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
It's Pluto Day because Pluto was found on this day.
Yeah, the day of Pluto. That's right.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
You know what? Why are they just limiting that to the 18th of February?
That's a good question.
You know, as Linda says, any day, you know, it's good to drink wine on those days that end with a Y. Okay, think about it for a second.
I am.
All right.
Well, it says it's actually because wine does have benefits. It says moderate drinkers of wine have lower risk of liver disease, type 2 diabetes, certain kinds of cancers, heart attacks, and strokes.
That's what it says, huh?
That's what it says.
Okay.
That's the internet.
So, unless you pound down a couple of them a day, then you might say your risk increase.
Yeah.
Wind advisory and a winter storm warning today. I've watched, I was coming to work this morning. I had kind of a little slushy on my windshield, but it wouldn't, like, say it was a snowfall. But I'm watching cars going by our window on the world here, and a couple of them have come by, had snow all over them. So I figure they came from Shingletown. But then we've a chance to show snow before 10 a.m., then rain and snow between 10 a.m. and noon. It's about 37 degrees out there right now, so I guess that's possible. We got a high today near 45. Tonight, rain and a low around 33, so be aware of that. And could we have some ice out there? Thursday, rain and snow. Friday, a chance of rain, 10% chance of rain. Partly sunny on Friday. But Saturday, again, we go back into the rain and highs of, 49, lows in the high 30s. But Thursday night, tomorrow night, a low around 24. So if we've got rain out there and it's 24 degrees and you're heading up to Shingletown or other places, you may have ice out there. But we'll talking to our guest today about that. And he's all over this too. Saturday and Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Looks like we're going to be rain and cloudy the whole time. So we haven't gotten out of the winter yet. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business almost 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And Kenny family are just good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, my guest today is Lieutenant Ben Estel.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And he has been, he is part of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. You just recently promoted to lieutenant.
I did. I believe it was in August.
Oh, that's not recent.
Well.
Well, I mean recent, I guess. But to me, recent would be like last week.
Yeah. It feels like it was last week, but no, I think it was August.
In my life here. Okay, Ben, tell us about you.
Sure.
Because that's part of this thing is people get to know our leadership and our law enforcement.
Yep. I was born and raised in Shasta County. I'm a Shasta County resident. I grew up in Cottonwood. Went to school down there. I've been working for the sheriff's office for 25 years. I guess it'll be 26 in July.
Half your life.
Half my life.
I've been doing that.
Legitimately, yeah. I spent half my life at the sheriff's office. I started in 2000. Before that, my buddy and I, we were working in the woods, logging and doing firewood and all sorts of things. And I decided maybe that wasn't going to be my forever job. Mm-hmm. And so for reasons beyond me, I said, I think I'm going to go into law enforcement. And so.
Well, let me just tell you, Ben's about, what, 6'3"?
6'4". Last time I checked.
And, looks like he could have, you know, he can take the tree down without an axe. Okay. Can I say that? So there nobody in your family or anybody in law enforcement?
No.
You just kind of just, I think I want to do that. I want to serve.
Yeah. Yeah. Purpose-driven life, I think, is one of the best ones that can be lived. And law enforcement seemed rough and tumble enough to be interesting and something different every day. And and I've, while being with the sheriff's office, I've had an opportunity to do a bunch of different things.
Well, did you, so when you applied for it, and it was really kind of a couple years out of high school then.
Yes.
So did you do anything else in between there except work?
I went to Shasta College.
Okay.
Played football at Shasta College, went to college probably way too long. when I started working at the sheriff's office, I remember I was still going to school, and I went and sat down with my counselor, and I'm like, hey, nice counselor, I really got to get a degree. I've been here far too long. And she, like, you know, tickety-tapped
2 years,
on the...
2 years of school crammed into four.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
She pulled up my transcripts and whatnot, and she's like, you dork, you already have a degree. I'm like, oh, cool, can I apply for that? You're not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Because you're a lieutenant in the sheriff's department here. You know, right now, Sheriff Mike Johnson's listening to this, and his head's on the desk right now.
Oh, I warned him. Okay. Do you want me on radio?
Okay, so you joined in 2020. And so what's your career? I'm sorry.
2000.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
2000.
So when I first applied.
Right.
There was a deputy trainee program that the sheriff's office flew outside of the sheriff's office, so anybody could put in for it.
Okay.
And if selected, the sheriff's office would send you to the police academy, and once you successfully completed the academy, you would come out, with the post academy, and you'd start working as a deputy sheriff. I think I was still 23 when I filled out that application, and, like I said before that, I was working in the woods, running a saw and equipment and things. And I didn't fill out the application properly. And so I got washed from that process, but I was offered a job as an extra help service officer in the jail. And so that's where I started working in the jail.
I understand, though. I mean, it used to be every deputy would start in the jail.
Yes.
And that's a good training ground.
It really is.
It seems like.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
We've sort of gone away from it, meaning that in the jail we have correctional deputies that work, and so they are specifically assigned to the jail. They can still apply for the deputy trainee program and go to patrol, which I eventually did.
Well, it's less, what I understand, it's less training. I mean, it's less time in the training because you're not out on patrol,
correct,
per se, but you are. It takes a certain, it takes a lot of training to be inside the jail, which I've toured the jail.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the guys in there, guys and girls in there are just, I take my hat off to them.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's a completely different set of standards for the job. Whereas like, for patrol, it's post, right? Peace officer standards of trainings,
right.
But for correctional facilities, it's STC, is it the BOCC or different governing agencies, so different rules, different requirements.
But it's also professional training that they have to have before they step in there.
Absolutely.
And really their training begins right then when they step through the door.
Yes.
I was just amazed. And, you know, people have heard me talk about it before.
Right.
You know, where you pick up somebody on the road and you arrest them, no matter what it was, you arrest them and you bring them in. They don't see you again until maybe trial.
Exactly.
They don't even know who you are.
Right.
But they know how many kids you have if you're working in the jail.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the whole concept when I was listening to this. I drive out a different direction every day.
Right.
But the other thing is they've been in jail for 6 months or a year. You're walking down the street with the kids and the family. There they come. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Valuable lessons can be learned while working in a jail.
Hey, I'm here with Ben. I'm going to get this right yet. Estill. I'm going to write this down. And Lieutenant Ben Estill, he's with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and been there for like 25 years. Well, you're working on 26 now.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
It is. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews
live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance
featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast,
so grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Penny and the Jets. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And when you go there, and now, we got a variety of them. And if you click on their little spot there, it'll take you right to the website. So it'll help you out that way. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He is the windshield whisperer, is what I've called him. And if you're not sure, I mean, with this weather, when it's so cold, it's going to get in the 20s, my friends. If you got a chip on your windshield, water gets in there, it freezes, and now you've got a crack across your windshield. How about getting that fixed? Whether it's a small chip like that or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, takes it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it. He's very, very fairly priced when he does all this work on it. Car, truck, SUV, or an RV, he'll fix your windshield, and he guarantees it. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. For an appointment, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with Lieutenant Ben Estill, who has been with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office for going on 26 years now.
Yeah, getting there.
Getting there. I'm having a good time with this interview, I guess you can tell. He's 6'4", and I don't know, 230, something like that. I mean, he's not heavy, and he's just big. And joined just one day, decided, yeah, I'm going to go into law enforcement.
Yeah.
And did it. And so, okay, so you started out as, you know, in the jail.
Yep.
And then you obviously moved over.
Yeah, well, in the jail, I held a few different positions. I was an extra help service officer. I became a full-time service officer. I was one of the first correctional officers that were hired. I think I was in the first group of five, so then I began working as a CO in the jail.
Uh-huh.
And then I promoted to correctional sergeant, and so I was a supervisor, and then they flew the deputy trainee position. I put in for it. This time I filled the application out properly, and I was selected.
Okay. What is it about the application that you could fill, fill out wrong?
I have no idea.
No, I'm not. I'm kind of... It's just that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Obviously, he doesn't want to do this, so we could use him here or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Paperwork.
Right.
Okay, but that really worked out for you.
Yeah.
In the way that, like I've heard, and you're saying it with your experience, starting at the jail is the best training ground.
It really is. You get to deal with people in crisis. You get to deal with people under the influence of drugs and alcohol and hate and rage and all things in between. You know, probably the non-politically correct term, but you get to learn to talk to crazy people.
And
how to do it and how
de-escalate.
De-escalation.
Which is a huge thing.
Long before that word was ever used, cops have been doing it for decades upon decades.
Centuries.
Yeah, just learning to talk people down. Just get to calm down.
Get off your ledge.
Right. Or, you know, sometimes in the jail, too, embracing the crazy a little bit just to get them to go lock in their cell. And it was.
No, I've heard being in through the jail.
Yeah.
Escorted through the. Had my tour of the jail. I wasn't in the jail. Though Basenko gave me a card that said I could get an extra blankie.
Oh, all right.
When I got arrested. Not if. It's when I got arrested. Okay, so from there, then you went out to patrol.
Yep. Then I went to the academy in 2008 and was on, been out since then.
Okay. And to me, being a sheriff's deputy in an area this large, I mean, how many was it? 60,000 square miles.
It's a lot.
Ben, how big is Shasta County?
I'll look it up.
Okay, look that one up. But it's, it's bigger than some states, I think.
Yes, I want to say Shasta County is the fifth or sixth largest county in the state.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And, okay, so to me, being out there, you're on patrol by yourself in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
And a car goes by at 80 miles an hour.
Yes. Yeah. All policing is the same, right? Whether we're talking about sheriff's offices, police departments, you know, certain state agencies, there's definitely a lot of similarities, but individual policing is a little different. Like policing in the county is going to be different than policing in a city. And that's based on, you know, the resources available. So most deputy sheriffs do have an innate ability to talk to folks. Not to say, you know, city cops can't do that, but as a deputy sheriff, that is certainly part of your business. When you are, you know, you're 2.5 hours away from everybody, and it's just you talking to somebody that's maybe fired up about something or mad about something. You really learn to listen. You learn like active communication skills. You learn to try and get to the heart of the matter.
Sure.
Enraging folks without, you know, making mountains out of molehills.
Your customer service. And
yes.
I mean, that's what it is. And the first time people have an interaction with our law enforcement, a lot of times, the only time is when you pull them over.
Right.
And that can go two ways.
Yes.
And what you're saying makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Ben. And then cars you pull over and there's like multiple people in it. So you must have techniques for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of looking in the back seat and, oh, gee, all the windows are all tinted.
Yes.
3,800 square miles.
What?
3,800 square miles. It's comparable to the size of the state of Delaware, the county.
Yeah.
And slightly smaller than the state of Connecticut.
There.
Yeah.
And you're out there.
Yeah.
Now, there is backup, but sometimes a long way away.
Yeah, I've driven 5 hours nonstop, and I never left what we call Beat 1, which is north of Shasta Lake. It's kind of the northwest corner of Shasta County. So it's north of Bridge Bay all the way up to the Siskiyou County line, west to the Trinity County line, and east till it kind of butts up with what we call Beat 14, which is Big Bend.
Wow.
And you get on those Forest Service roads. Like, for again, people out there, they broke down, they're lost, they had mechanical issues, we got to go find them. You can drive for hours and never leave the county.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're out there, and it's like, well, if something goes sideways, I'm going to solve my own problems.
This new district that they just foisted on us, 3 days of driving, 700 square miles. Of in this district,
yeah,
and it always amazed me how LaMalfa and the Dallies and Nether Edward, they're going to these places, and I mean they're driving because you can't fly into them,
right?
Like this. Okay, I'm here with Lieutenant Ben Instill.
Estill,
sorry. he has been with the Sheriff's Department for now going on 26 years. And we're talking about just the things that he he started out with the jail. He's now a lieutenant. And you've got lots of things you're doing right now. We're going to catch that on the other. We got another half hour.
Okay.
To glean through your record here. But you had some really, I mean, your comments about de-escalation, which is the big word now.
Oh, yeah.
You've been doing that for really 26 years.
Yes.
As have police have been doing for 126 years.
Right.
How do you de-escalate something so you don't want it to turn violent?
No.
Last thing you want. You want, you know, And I imagine in jail sometime it took putting your putting your arm around somebody's shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
Right.
So, great. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice, found them in 2007. Have gone through a couple of different barbers. They've aged out. But Cypress Square Barbershop is not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I wouldn't even think about going anywhere else just because it's just it's a pleasant experience, you know. Going someplace, everybody there's in a pleasant mood, you know, chit-chatting back. And, of course, now you have relationships with everybody. Tim and Logan are just good guys, and they give great haircuts. You can make an appointment, which is what I really like. You don't have to wait in line. You just don't come in. You can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy. Booksy works. Put in the time. They come back and tell you time and date because they'll show you where the openings are. And then Booksy will send you an email reminding you of it that day of your haircut. But for me, it's just another step of another step away from of humanity. I'd rather call them and talk to Logan or Tim and fix it out like that instead of having a computer do it. And that's just me. But either way works. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boats Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your last privately owned local radio station around. When I say that, commercial radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has the opportunities that you are looking for. Whether it's full-time or part-time, benefits include tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top hospitals in our state, right here in Reading. I'm here with Lieutenant Ben Estel, and he has been with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office for 26 years. You know, he joined in 2000. And now it's 2026, so you must be getting up close to your anniversary here.
Yeah, I think July.
July. Okay. We've been talking about where, you know, he's a local guy. He's joined the police or the sheriff's office, and how he started over at the jail and then moved over to the patrol. And we talked about de-escalation before it was de-escalation.
Right.
What did y'all used to call it?
Well, the history of it, before de-escalation, it was referred to as tactical communication. Before tactical communication, there was verbal judo. And before verbal judo, we probably just called it common sense.
I've heard verbal judo before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do right now?
Now I am the lieutenant for our professional standards and training unit.
Okay. And that is?
Mostly it's the administration of our body-worn cameras. It's
When are y'all going to launch that?
They've been up and running for approximately 10 months.
Okay. Right. And the reason I ask is, so were you put in charge of that before it started, or what?
No.
you inherited it.
I inherited it. Well, it started first, and that was just kind of the process of how it rolled out this time. And so the cameras were put into place before my job was created.
Okay.
So a patrol lieutenant was kind of overseeing it before I stepped into my role. Then sure. I inherited it from him.
Okay. Cameras.
Yes.
Good or bad?
Both. Okay. Ultimately good. Ultimately good. It's a good move. They are helping solve more problems, certainly, than they are creating. When I say both, I'm probably being a little salty because I was doing police work without cameras. And so I know good police work can be done without hanging a camera on an officer or a deputy. But I understand the need for them now.
Would you say it protects officers in many occasions?
More times than not.
Okay.
If anything, yeah. Even on a local level, when we've had complaints come through, we pull the body camera, and the complaint is not as reported. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean the person making the complaint was doing anything nefarious, but I think our own personal experiences, our own ideas, our own, learned lessons ourselves kind of influence how we view the world.
Sure.
And so, but the cameras help. cameras help.
Well, the ones you usually see are somebody that is just getting in your face, is rude, and then they've complained that you were, you know, discriminating against them, or that you were rude and saying bad things, and then when they show it to them, that complaint goes away.
Yes.
Or maybe it's parents that say, oh, this officer did this, and well, here's what happened.
Yes. Yeah, little Johnny would never do that. Well, here's a video of it, so I don't know.
Not only was he doing it, he was still doing it.
Right.
This is why there's three officers laying on him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The big thing was, you know, I was on the California Highway Patrol's Citizens Advisory Board for several years. And the when the cameras were coming out, and I think it started with the Highway Patrol. And then talking to the Reading Police Department. And the big thing was storage.
Yes.
And because you have to keep it for so long, but they've beaten that problem, it sounds like.
Well, sort of.
Or have they?
So our system, what we've done is, you know, we've partnered with Axon, formerly known as Taser, right? Same company.
Yeah.
Their cameras are probably the best in the business. Not to say other vendors aren't building cameras. They are. But Axon's been doing it the longest, and so they've kind of figured out a lot of things. And so the storage for the video, it's a cloud service that is on Axon, you know, evidence.com. And so it is stored. And talking to the Axon reps, they have more storage than, I think he said, YouTube, Netflix, and Amazon combined. This past year, I think they passed a zettabyte or some unknown number of storage. Yeah, they have storage facilities they've built all over the world because Axon cameras are used all over the world.
And how long, you know, a lot of it is a simple traffic, you know.
Yes.
A ticket, but the camera's on. And how long do you have to keep this?
It's going to depend on how the individual deputy documents the footage. And so for certain crimes, that footage will be kept longer, or if it's just a contact, like maybe the deputy just does a car stop but no ticket was cited or anything else, that might disappear within 90 days.
Okay.
And so we can't keep everything because the storage would be unheard of.
It's not only that you pay. Do you buy the cameras or you rent them?
We bought it.
Okay, you buy the cameras, but then I imagine the big cost then is the storage.
Yes, the ongoing software support and storage.
Now, I understand that if it's like a crime, like a homicide or something real, you know, serious felony, that you maybe have to maintain this thing for years.
Yeah, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. All homicide evidence is basically kept forever.
That's what I thought. Even after trial.
Yes.
Because of appeals and everything. So you keep that forever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, in our car storage yard, we still have vehicles from homicides from the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because it was a part of the investigation.
That is my understanding, but that's not my area of expertise as well. So I could be slightly wrong, but I don't think I'm too far off.
Well, I can imagine that if there was evidence that they gathered out of the vehicle, and especially now with DNA, where they're going back 30, 40 years and solving crimes with this.
Yes.
On that. So the storage. And what about the officer training? And your new guys go through post. They get trained.
Yes.
In cameras. So, but your older officers are ones a little more seasoning, you might say.
Yeah.
You have to train them on how to use it.
Yes.
How's that work?
The training was pretty good. We kind of, you know, when we first rolled these things out, you know, we had the perfect plan, but nothing ever goes perfectly. And so, you know, we did initial training, then we go back and we revisit it. And with the older deputies, you know, it was good training. A lot of swearing was involved. It was fun. Nobody threw a chair. But then, you know, you just got to show them the utility of using it, that, oh, this works. This can, you know, and the other thing is just creating new habits, knowing when to turn the camera. Oh, I got to turn my camera on. Oh, I got to turn my camera off.
Okay. So they pull up behind somebody. You've got your dash cameras. Is that correct?
We don't.
Oh, you don't have dash cameras. So when did they turn them on?
So they should. It's kind of deputy preference is part of it, but ultimately you're going to activate your camera before you get out of the car to go contact the person.
Is that a button? Is that moving your hand over a screen?
It's a button. Like kind of double click a button.
Okay. And so you think it's on?
Well, it'll beep at you depending on the settings. It'll either beep at you or vibrate, so you know it's on.
So you know it's on. Yep. So they've got to, so you'll know. And then you turn it off when you get back in the car, I imagine.
Yeah, you can turn it off at the end of the contact if it's a long, drawn-out incident for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You can deactivate your camera if you believe the scene is safe and secure and there's nothing of evidentiary value happening anymore.
Everything's happened, and there could be a bunch of people standing around.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But you got to, it's like muscle memory. You got to train on this.
Yes, you have to train on it.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Lieutenant Ben Estel, and who's in charge of, professional education, but in this case, you're in charge of the body cameras.
Yes.
And we've had them for, you said, like about 10 months.
Yes.
And good and bad for it, but you have to keep some stuff for, the traffic stop where nothing happened. Keep that for at least 90 days. But if it's a serious felony, and especially a homicide, you keep it forever.
Right.
And that the people that you do business with, Axon, have their storage capability is the equivalent of, what'd you say, Netflix?
Netflix, YouTube, and I want to say Amazon combined.
Their cloud.
Yeah, their cloud storage.
Okay.
However many zettabytes, terabytes, whatever.
Okay.
Google Talk is for storage.
8:45 in the morning, and we will be right back with Ben Estel.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:50 in the morning here on the 18th. Hey Ben, do me a favor. There's a on my desk is my account, is my scheduler. Could you bring that in here, please? Just going to tell you, wind advisories, winter storm warnings. They're still talking about snow today, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But it's going to be about 33 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to have a low of 24. With more rain and snow, they're talking becoming all rain after 10 a.m. And it looks like this. I think we've got one day. Thanks, buddy. One day that it's going to be kind of clear, and that would be Thursday night. And everything else is cloudy and rain through next Tuesday. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, discounts for seniors and veterans, and good people, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about online safety and scams that are going on. And also Nation's Finest is going to join us tomorrow. If you go to our website at kcnrradio.com, we have a list of all of our guests that are going to be on for the week. And so you can take a look at that and see who's going to be in. Like next week, the DA, Joanna Francesca, who's running for office of the registrar, is going to be on. Couple of local businesses and a few other things, DA, the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce, all of that. But my guest today is Lieutenant Ben Estel. He's got a number of things. He's on the SWAT team.
I was.
Oh, you were.
They kicked me off when I promoted.
Damn.
I know. I tried to keep my breaching shotgun, though.
See, I'd like to have somebody like you, because when we stack, you want the big guy up front.
Yeah.
So he goes through, and there's a better chance.
Yeah, I was lovingly referred to as a meat shield.
There you go. We like that.
Yeah.
I had a guy, I had two guys that one of them could, like, squat and bench press thousands of pounds. He was always, we all, hey, get behind him, because without body armor, he could probably stop.
Right.
7.62 round coming through. Okay, so you were with SWAT,
yep.
And now you're in charge of a number of different things, professional training and all that for our Sheriff's Department. And we've been talking about the cameras and the body cameras.
Yes.
And how that's rolling out. It's got good and bad aspects of it, but mainly
mostly good.
Mostly good. It protects. It really does protect the officers.
It does.
Because if you ever get a chance to go and look at some of these reels of people being pulled over for a traffic citation a simple one.
Right.
And that starts with, well, I'm not driving on your roads. I'm traveling.
The sovereign
nation type things. I mean, it gets hilarious, but it ends up with them being pulled out of the car and arrested over nothing, over a fix-it ticket.
Right.
Yeah. Do y'all run into that out here?
We do.
Do you?
Okay. We do. I was, one of my collateral assignments I've held was a TLO, which is a threat liaison officer, formerly known as a terrorist liaison officer. And so domestic terrorism training, you know, I've attended quite a bit, and a lot of it was on the sovereign citizen movement and just their beliefs and how it can affect you and,
how to handle it.
How to handle it.
Yeah, because, I don't know if you're watching the sheriff deputy out of Arizona. And it's on Fridays with officers, something. And he puts something on every Friday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's pretty hilarious at times. But
it can be.
But he says as soon as they say a couple words, and I've asked RPD and I'm asking you, as soon as you ask them, you know, for identification, you know immediately where this is going.
Right.
Well.
Yes. Yeah, you can, when you do the job long enough, you can start kind of reading the tea leaves with, you know, a fair amount of accuracy to know, oh, this isn't going to go well.
Now, in your off time, you know, you have two kids and all that, but you also coach wrestling at Shasta High School.
I'm one of the assistants at Shasta High School.
Okay.
Coach Darren Stevens, he's the head coach. Great program. This week, actually, we are hosting Masters. I'm old, so I still call it sections, but it's basically the NSCIF championships. This week, the winners qualify to go to state down in Bakersfield.
All right.
And we are hosting it along with West Valley High School at Shasta High School. This is Friday and Saturday, so that's pretty exciting.
Okay, so do we have good wrestling? It seems like we got good wrestling teams around here.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
And now girls wrestling.
Yes.
They've got that out at Simpson University.
Yes.
And this is a big sport. I didn't realize how big it was. They've got it really in the Olympics now.
Yeah. So. In a lot of ways, I think ladies wrestling is going to help save the sport. The popularity
really?
Is still increasing. At one point in the North section, we didn't have enough female wrestlers. It's like, maybe 2016.
Yeah.
And so we had to go down to the San Joaquin section down in Sacramento to compete there. But now they have their own tournament. Well, there'll be two tournaments this weekend, the female brackets and then the male brackets.
Well, you know what? And people go, you know, women wrestling, you know, or girls wrestling. This is scholarship stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, you can go to a lot of universities and colleges on scholarships for girls wrestling. But I think it's hard for some people to get their arms around it.
Yeah.
At first. But
it's fun to watch.
They're very competitive.
They are. They are tough as nails.
Okay, we got like about 3 minutes left. What do you want people to know, Ben, about our sheriff's department? I mean, I know there's continuing education. It's not an easy job. You're on your own a lot. There, it takes a special kind, I think, a person could be really good in the city, but may not be as good out in the hinterlands.
I would say, you know, law enforcement, it's probably one of those jobs that's misunderstood the most because we historically haven't done a great job of explaining why we do what we do. And then in school, you don't really sit in law enforcement classes unless you sign up for them in college. And so most people have a misunderstanding of how the law works. Or, you know, they watch, just like the rest of us, they go on YouTube University and watch some guy that sounds reasonable say a bunch of things, but what he's saying doesn't make it true.
Right.
And so always ask questions.
I still think there's room in our curriculum in high school to have common sense, a common sense class that lasts throughout high school.
Right.
How to do a checkbook, how to just, but to have the police come in and talk about, you don't want to have people have trouble with us. This is how not to have trouble.
Right.
And, you know, and fire, you know, the fire department, and have city government coming through and just, you know, one class a week saying, yeah, this is what life is like out there.
I was a school resource officer for a period of time.
Right. Yeah.
And I did that. That's especially, not to pick on teenage boys, but I'll pick on teenage boys and their cell phones and all the problems that come with cell phones. I would just, like, the first couple of weeks of school, the vice principal and I would go to every freshman class and speak to every freshman about behaviors, what is or isn't illegal, on how they conduct themselves with their cell phones, and just trying to tune them up to what the law actually is, not what they think it is, not what, like, they learned on TikTok, not what, you know, back in my day, what your crazy uncle told you. It's what's actually true.
Uh-huh.
What actually is or is not illegal.
They are now. They're starting to restrict cell phones everywhere.
You know,
making them, can't have it in class. You got to put it in a bag or something like this and not even use them. I think, is that a good idea?
It is. There's been some pretty compelling studies done by you know, psychologists and things of the negative impacts the cell phone, the screen time has, especially social media. It's one of the worst things we could have done to the youth of America. And how it affects them, and so.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a couple positives, just like everything. But when you look at the negatives, anyway.
Yep.
Lieutenant Ben Estill,
sir.
Thanks a lot for joining us today. You know, thoroughly enjoyed this.
Absolutely.
Okay, and Mike, he did good for you.
Thanks, boss.
Hey,
I have that in writing.
I will. I'll write it down here on this yellow piece of paper. Hey, have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
KCNR's Shasta Redding.
Choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.